The new Ingolstadt Theater looks very similar to the Adams Theater, except a lot bigger. Both theaters were designed to look like the famous Globe Theater in London, the stage where a lot of William Shakespeare's plays were performed. During its time, the Adams Theater served as the focal point for the Utah Shakespeare Festival. Now, after the festival received a number of grants, the activity has moved across the street where the new Ingolstadt is now located, leaving the Adams relatively quiet. Josh Stravos, the media and public relations manager for the Utah Shakespeare Festival, says because of the likeness, guests feel at home in the new space almost immediately.
Coming into the theater and seeing how similar it felt to the Adams was really, really fun to watch guests experience that and sort of be like, oh, I know this place. Oh, I've been here. And sort of sit down and begin to experience, you know, great Shakespeare or great outdoor theater, just like they did for many years across the street.
Stravos says while the new theater is where the majority of the festival's plays are performed, the retired theater is still used during the day for some of the educational workshops and high school summer camps. Tiger Funk, the executive director of facilities management at Southern Utah University, says the building's future is in question, but will likely be torn down and replaced with a performing and visual arts facility for the university.
We don't take the removal of old buildings lightly. On campus, we try to make sure that they've truly lived their life and that we've been able to utilize them to their fullest. However, there does come a point where it's just more effective, both from a functional standpoint, from the standpoint of managing risk, and also from an economical standpoint, that the building be removed and replaced.
The festival decided to build the new complex across the street from the Adams Theater because of the many building code shortcomings, including the unmet standards for the Americans with Disabilities Act. But regarding the new facilities, Stravos says there were a few glitches that needed to be worked out.
There were some sound issues the first year that we had. The building was kind of close to some of the air moving and electrical equipment next to the theater. And so between last year, 2016, and this year, 2017, we built some bafflers and built a wall that doesn't affect the viewing or the outdoor experience at all, but has really blocked the sound.
Kelly Rogers started working for the festival as an actress during the Adams Theater's last season in 2015.
Well, the Adams is such a special place. There's so much history in those boards, and it's a really intimate space. It's quiet, and there's many, many years of theater behind it. But also, I mean, there's just a lot of love in this community for that space. But I think at the same time, there's a new excitement about opening a space. And of course, it has its glitches, and, you know, they're working tirelessly to make it the space, the precious space that the Adams is. I think there's something very special and new about the Ingolstadt as well.
The festival is currently raising money to move the gift store, which is located in a classroom by the old Adams Theater, across the street so it can be by the new theaters. Building the whole Beverly Sorensen Center for the Arts cost around $39 million and includes the outdoor Ingolstadt Theater, the indoor Randall L. Jones Theater, the Eileen and Alan Ames Box Theater, and the Southern Utah Museum of Art. Other aspects of the new space include the festival's offices and the outdoor space for the festival's green show. With Utah Public Radio, I'm Alyssa Robinson.